Welcome to another episode of Justin Talks to Himself for a couple of minutes. I am doing these very short, not too in-depth reviews, I guess, my view of films while I'm taking a break from the regular podcast, just time-wise, just trying to spend my time doing some other interesting things. And today's subject, or the film that I just saw last, would be Spider-Man Homecoming, directed by John Watts, who directed Cop Car 2 years ago for Sundance. Not for Sundance. It premiered at Sundance. And I hope you love my rambling and inconsistencies. But overall, Spider-Man Homecoming, easily the best Spider-Man since Raimi's 2004 Spider-Man 2. It doesn't take itself too seriously. A lot of fun, reminiscent of John Hughes, subtly and not so subtly. There's a blatant Ferris Bueller reference. I enjoyed how it showcased the immaturity of a young Peter Parker. He's an amateur. He's essentially still a child. His viewpoint is he is impressed by this already existing array of superheroes, which makes him much different from the Peter Parker of the past. It makes the film fun and light, a lot lighter than the Spider-Man I grew up with. Although I prefer Sam Raimi's arc, with Peter Parker essentially being the cause of his Uncle Ben's death, and that haunting and shaping him into the Spider-Man. I think that makes for a much better character arc in these weird kind of goofy superhero movies. I also really like the villains. There's some decent villains in the Spider-Man universe. MCU has been kind of dropping the ball, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Iron Man through, what the hell was the last one, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. They are kind of working on it. They're getting better, but I actually think the spotlight, that's not a reference to Spotlight, in Homecoming is Michael Keaton. I think he might be the most flushed out villain. Raimi did a great job with Willem Dafoe, partially Thomas Hayden Church, and at the end of the whole franchise, James Franco. But his best portrayal of a villain was probably through Alfred Molina. And maybe that's where this film took some notes as to what's previously the best villain. And I'm going to go with character arc, not just Doc Ock. Like, I love Doc Ock. I think he's a great character. Or maybe just it's my nostalgia from the 90s TV show. But I think that Molina put a lot of heart and soul into that character and gave him a good reason for being a villain, which is kind of what Michael Keaton is doing. He's very likable, but he's borderline reasonable. And he's walking the fine line between villain and hero, and I think that's what makes for a much more interesting character. Or maybe it's just the power of Michael Keaton's acting, or maybe I'm just biased because he's my favorite Batman. But I think he's essential to this movie. Most of these superhero films, the bad guys, there's a lot of bad guys, I guess, in Homecoming, but they're much more subtle about it. They don't throw around names. In fact, Michael Keaton plays the Vulture, and I don't think they ever call him the Vulture. It's written. There's one part where it's written, but I don't think it's ever said. I don't think he ever... There's no dumb line like "call me the Vulture," or there's no J.J. Jameson to throw out the weird goofy names like in the past versions. But I also like where this film ends. I give zero fucks about how this connects to other Marvel movies, but I think that this deviates from predecessors and a lot of other superhero films where I'm just happy with where it ends. I know that sounds vague. I can't really express without ruining the movie a little bit why I like so much, but maybe in a little bit after a little while goes by and I talk about Spider-Man again, I'll just lay out this ending and I'll just tell you why I think that it's a step up from maybe the last couple years of these superhero movies. And there are way too many of these superhero movies. But I don't know. They don't feel like they've worn their welcome quite yet. And it's really weird because there's maybe 10, if not more, coming out every single year. But what else is there to say? I think you should see it. I think most people will enjoy it. There's no question about that. If you don't like superhero movies, if you don't fucking like Spider-Man, there's nothing going to make you like this movie. I think if you kind of like teen comedies, that might be a pull because the humor in this is really well done. It kind of captures the Spider-Man that I'm used to from the 90s cartoon. And that made me happy, but I have no problem whatsoever with Mr. Tobey Maguire, and I don't even know if I'm going to open up the Nerd Fest and debate who is the best Spider-Man, but overall, it's a good movie. I enjoyed it, and I'd recommend it.